Dr. Gemma Frubeck has been president of the European Association for the Study of Obesity for the last 3 years. The association is responsible for organising ECO each year. So, Gemma, what are the main objectives for the conference?
Since obesity is such a prevalent disease, one of the main objectives with the Congress is to have a broader insight into the understanding of why obesity is happening, and also which type of management efforts we can do to help our patients to try to see which interventions might be useful for preventing obesity.
You've been president for the last 3 years. What's been your role during this time?
As president of the association, I'm involved in leading all of the task forces, the Obesity Management Task Force, the Childhood Obesity Task Force, and the Prevention and Public Health Task Force. They produce all their roles, just making sessions for and workshops for the Congress, but also delivering position statements and papers and organizing teaching courses. So as a president, I need to supervise and be aware of what is being done. We also last year established the Patient Council, which is a very important initiative for the association because it means giving a voice to the patients. It's always nice to know about the scientific background of obesity, but we can't neglect the opinion and the views and the perspectives and the needs of the patients. So I am in charge of looking at the Patient Council. Another of the activities that we engage on regularly is an industry roundtable, because we promote a stakeholder approach so that we engage with industry and also know about their needs and how we can work together, collaborate, and have synergistic effects.
What were the main topics of this year's Congress?
One of the very interesting things of obesity, impinges on all organ systems. So we have a lot of activities going around adipose tissue biology, but also the connection to the other tissues. So the muscle is important, the liver is important, the heart is important, the kidneys. This is basic science mainly. Then we have also clinical management information, where you have the nutritional approach, pharmacological approach, but also the surgical approach. And last but not least, also the prevention, let's say, group, in which the interventions that have been carried out are presented to really try to see how we can really combat obesity. And unluckily, we have been failing really to prevent obesity in the last decades. And we really need to think why this is happening. So the Childhood Obesity Task Force and also with the Obesity Management Task Force, we need to work together in a transdisciplinary way to really try to combat obesity.
So how do you see the future of the conference?
The future looks bright, I have to say. In spite of the prevalence rates of obesity continuing to increase, I believe that a lot has been done. We have increased our activities as a society in all aspects, with the task forces, with position statements, with teaching courses. One of the things that we have been thinking about is if we need to change the structure of the Congress, because everything is published so quickly, you can really have access quite rapidly. So we need to be aware of other possibilities like live streaming or video conferences and taking advantage of all the technology that is now in our hands. So this is one of the tasks the Executive Committee is undertaking.
Food Today, science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From UFIC, the European Food Information Council.